This conference calls for people, movements, organizations, and collectives to present alternative accounts to the political dimensions of civic engagement, mutual aid, and revolution. The conference starts Friday, May 9th with a facilitated discussion on the politics of solidarity, lessons learned from the struggle, and continues for 2 days of panel discussions, tabling, and more. Again, that's the 5th Annual Law and Disorder Conference, May 9th through 11th at Portland State University. More information can be found at kibu.fm on the right side of the homepage, under Community Events.
The countries that are trying to resist neoliberalism, they're being vilified as tyrannical, you know, communists. And if you actually look at what the economic program is, it's really just a recovering of some of these basic principles that the state can have a role in the redistribution of wealth.
Countering the neoliberal agenda, this Friday on KBOO's News and Public Affairs Day, we'll hear from KBOO's investigative team reporting on the impact of the American Legislative Exchange Council on legislation in the state of Oregon. We'll also hear from reporter and author Nomi Prinz, from activist and author Ralph Nader, from journalist John Nichols, and much more. This Friday, News and Public Affairs Day, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., right here on KBOO Portland.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Tuesday, May 6, 2014, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, your community radio at 90.7 FM, kboo.fm on the web. Because we are in spring membership drive mode, I want to first, before we get rolling with the show today, thank the engineer today, Janet Anderson. Thanks so much, Janet. And, of course, KBOO's AM News and Public Affairs Director, Kathleen Stevenson. Thanks for that, Kathleen. And to remind everybody out there listening to get the facts, know your rights, take a stab. In all things and in every way. Time is very critical right now. And we know this why, because even coming from the White House, there seem to be rumblings now of concern over the toll that catastrophic climate collapse has been taking on, well, what else? The holy American bottom line. Weather events are beginning to cost, and those costs are starting to add up. It takes a while for these things to start to come to the attention of the general populace, as epitomized by the White House. But finally, at long last. A lot going on today. We could get a vote on the Keystone XL. We also have a story from investigative reporter Steve Horn on the fact that heavy crude is already flowing through the southern leg of that pipeline. That's illegal. That's the TransCanada assumed that they would be able to break the laws and get what they want, and the vote would go their way. So even though right now they're pretending to debate this in a run-up to a vote on the Keystone XL, in fact, it's already gone operational. Think about that. What does that mean? Yet last week we had news of the demise of democracy in America, and this week we have the news of the demise of the rule of law. Laws are for people who can't afford lawyers. That's what I tell everybody. Laws are for people who can't afford lawyers. Everybody else need not apply. We have on the line this morning, first we've got to get some headlines because we've got really important stuff to hit. Billy Frank Jr., gone, but not forgotten, never equaled. Edward Abbey, Billy Frank, people like that. Frank went to jail 50 times in the Fish Wars. From the time he was first arrested at the age of 14, just for fishing near his home, Billy Frank Jr. has been a fierce, tireless campaigner, champion, frontline warrior on behalf of salmon, tribal sovereignty, and the right of Northwest tribes to fish in their traditional waters, which once again is under attack by the smarmy CEOs of companies who want to put oil terminals and liquefied natural gas terminals, coal trains, right smack bang in traditional tribal fishing waters. And we've lost one of the most critical voices. He died at the age of 83 in his home near Olympia. It's terribly, terribly sad. I want to mention to you that TransCanada did admit for the first time that tar sand oil is now flowing freely through the Keystone XL. And it's official. Each branch of the federal government has signed off on the indefinite detention of Americans as unconstitutionally authorized by the National Defense Authorization Act. In the New American, you can go to that website and read all of this. They reported earlier in the week the Supreme Court refused to hear an appeal of a lower court decision that overturned a previous injunction on the exercise of the extraordinary kidnapping power extended to the president in 20. Okay, so Obama's milquetoast. We all know that. He's got the spine of an earthworm. But we could easily, and we very likely will, see the election of a Republican president. And you know what? That Republican president might have ideas that he might be able to see himself accomplishing through invoking some of these extraordinary powers, which we have inadvertently granted to President Barack Obama, believing that we were safe in the sheer malaise and ineptitude of the White House. But that's not the case. Going forward, a lot of this stuff could come slamming back at us. People walk around, their heads in the clouds, completely unaware that we live under the shadow of the USA Patriot Act. That's still in force. That wasn't supposed to be. How long is it going to take us to overturn this odious, vicious, vile, unconstitutional trashing of our rights? We have Jody McCaffrey on the line, and we speak to Jody McCaffrey frequently down in Coos Bay, fighting virtually a lone fight for Jordan Cove. And if you wonder, listeners, why we have Jody on so often, is that she is. That's it. Unless we go down there, stand in solidarity beside Jody McCaffrey and others like her, who are living in downstate areas that don't get a whole lot of media attention. Finally, local public radio mentioned what's happening down there. But the only voice of reason fighting back against these things is Jody McCaffrey. Good morning, Jody. We're so glad to have you back with us on the air today.
Thank you for having me and for including this issue, which is very important to a lot of citizens down here, you know. So.
It should be important to everybody in Oregon. This is our coast. And we get excited about enormous dead zones. We get excited with this massive die-offs of the various species from time to time. The oceans are, in fact, dying. Acidification is killing everything. And the idea of adding into the mix something that we know going in is lethal to coastal waters, it's very difficult to see how it could be construed in any way, shape, or form as legal. The fact the Environmental Protection Agency has displayed no concern over this is troubling, to say the least. But there's some important things going on down there. Could you fill us in?
Well, what is happening right now is there's a push by Jordan Cove. They've come in with their lobby teams, and it's partly also pushed by the Oregon International Port of Coos Bay to take the money that they would have paid for in tax money, from property tax money, and give them a 15-year tax abatement and yet have them pay that money into two private 501c3 corporations, which one of them would be to fund a school fund.
Wait a minute, back up there. I want you to stress that, please, so for in case listeners miss that, because that's quite shocking. We should be incensed. We should be motivated by that. Could you just run that by us again, please? That's incredible.
Well, it is rather incredible, yes. The problem with Jordan Cove is where they want to locate this facility is an urban renewal district, which the county could eliminate. And it's also an enterprise zone. And from the very, from 2 years ago, Bob Braddock at Jordan Cove said that, well, and even though they were in an enterprise zone, they would pay that tax anyway, just to be, you know, a good industry or whatever. They were trying to make us feel like they were trying to help us. Well, what has happened is a bunch of local people and Jordan Cove have gotten together and decided that they would give Jordan Cove a 15-year tax abatement. And instead of paying taxes, they would pay into these two private 501c3 foundations. Well, there's been a big public outcry down here because, you know, this money is not going into the normal public system that it should have. And there's the bylaws of these nonprofits had questionable things where there was no public accountability. So there's been lots of rewrites on these bylaws, lots of public outcry, and the decisions are being made by some of our public officials which are not in line with what the public feel is the best. So
we have 1 minute to go. I want to ask you more about what people could do up here to in fact get involved, and how do we bring the message that these are our coves. We're coming up on warm sunny summer months. It's supposed to be a hot summer. How are people going to feel when they go to the beach and you really can't go in the water, literally, when there are massive disasters? We know that even the White House has displayed some remote concern. We have the Keystone XL coming online, and it seems to me, from everything you're telling me, and from everything else across the country, that the rule of law does not apply any longer to corporations. What, from your perspective? And I want, before we let you go, to ask you to give the website and all of that. But what? Where do you? I've just got the signal that time's up. We'll try to cover this again tomorrow. We're going to talk about this more this week. But right now, I want to thank you so much for joining us once again. We've been speaking with Jody McCaffrey with Citizens Against LNG down in Coosaway. Something we need to stand beside people like McCaffrey and others work downstate in remote areas of Oregon to defend what's left. We've got Paul Roman, and I can't see who else is out there pitching for us.
Well, we've got, my name is Sam. I'm here with Brian.
Excuse me.
That's all right.
Yes, once in a while I have the honor and privilege of engineering the Air Cascadia program, and today I've delegated that to my good friend Janet Anderson. Thank you, Janet. And Brian, what's happening, man?
Oh, well, you know, what's happening is you've just heard Air Cascadia. Chris Andre presents this wonderful, compacted program in a 15-minute spot every weekday morning for you out there, the listener. And I want you, the person listening right now, to go to your telephone and dial us and support the station with your money. Dial 877-500-5266. Do it now. Get done with it. Talk about compressed 15 minutes. It'll be a compressed 2 or 3 minutes, and you will be done supporting. You will be starting supporting KBOO by being finished giving your contribution.
Yes, you will wrap up that process to get everything going to move that energy. That's what we're doing. We're circulating the energy. We are bringing you, when Chris Andre puts all that energy into bringing you all the headlines and commentary and putting these important guests on, speaking about important issues that matter to you because they affect you. And that's who KBOO is for. It's here for you. And that is possible because your friends and neighbors for 46 years, even people you don't know, for 46 years have been coming together to all pool their resources together to buy a radio station for the community. And that's who KBOO is for. It's for the community. It's for, and that includes you. And that means that it's the responsibility of the community to perpetuate this ongoing experiment in electronic media that serves no one but the audience. It does not exist to deliver the audience to advertisers. It's delivering activists and scholars and other thinkers and writers across the spectrum of social activism right into your ear holes. And that's possible because you open up your wallets and your checkbooks and you share a little bit of your financial energy. 877-500-5266 online at kboo.fm.
Think of all the choices you have in your life about where you spend your money. We want one of those places. You want one of those places to be KBOO Radio. Tax deductibility is involved with this, so there you go. It's got all these benefits. You can call one of our phone volunteers right now at 1-877-500-5266 or just go online if you don't feel like talking to somebody in person. I understand. www.kboo.fm. Click on the Donate Today jar, and we are moving on in KBOO's public affairs programming for Tuesday, May 6th.
I want to thank Jennifer McCaffrey for agreeing to be on the air and to share all of her expertise, her knowledge, her passion, her commitment, her activism on the LNG issue with you, the listener, with us. And I want to thank Lorraine, who renewed her membership from Northwest Portland. Thank you, Lorraine. Welcome back. And I want to thank you, dear listener. I want to welcome you into the KBOO family, but I cannot unless and until you call 877-500-5266. We're about to go back to a little bit more of we're asking you to support, so make that call right now.
Flashpoints, American war machine politics, the CIA, the global drug connection, and the road to Afghanistan. Professor Peter Dale Scott's new book flashes a bright light on the dark illicit world of lowly thugs and high-placed political moneyed cabals. That's the U.S. government, I think he's talking about.